was so hard to please. Look around, leaves are brown.
Stomp.
Take it anymore. I'll just stay here locked behind the
Oh, Stop. Give me a beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is Adija Baby Monster, of course, and this is Radio Laura, 97.5 megahertz, or you can listen to us via web, www.laura.ch, and press a little web radio that you see as soon as you land on the page and listen to me right now. Before going forward, I just want to remind you that, you know, there is no way to miss any of the Give Me a Beat. If you are not able to listen to me now, you can also listen to the podcast of the show. I usually upload it to my podcast website approximately 2 weeks after the show is aired. And in order to find out when this is happening, either subscribe on the podcast via your favorite podcast application, or you can follow me on the Facebook, on my Give Me a Beat Facebook page, and find out whenever the podcast is ready. And also, just before the radio show is aired, you can also find there the topic that I will talk about. I usually post a little information and the link to podcaster page that carries a bit more. Now, going back to the Tonight Show, you know, Tonight Show is just the way for me to confirm something that I, and I believe many people in this world, know that it's a fact that the music makes better TV. In Tonight Show, I was playing to you actually lots of songs from 80s. Until now, you heard the music from the Apple TV show Physical, then Netflix Stranger Things. And now we are moving to something totally different. Also from the perspective of the music, we're moving to the BBC and the TV series that I just recently saw. It was released on 7th of June on BBC. The TV series is called Everything I Know About Love. And I just think that this is another quirky and a cool TV series. It is actually based on a Dolly Alderton memoir with the same name. This memoir, Everything I Know About Love, won in 2018 National Book Award and was shortlisted in 2019 for Non-Fiction Narrative Book of the Year in the British Book Awards. Many people love this memoir. I haven't read it, but after seeing the show, I have to say I'm really interested to see it. She was also involved in creating the TV series. So this is the adaptation, really, of her novel. From what I understand, not everything is like from the novel, but it's always good when you have a writer actually being involved, either creating the TV series based on their own book or being involved as an advisor, like we had in A Handmaid's Tale, where Margaret Atwood took the active part as an advisor in all season. So what is really cool about Everything I Know About